Thanks so much for joining us on Around the Block today, Mr. Julian. I'd like to talk to you about an issue that's very important to you, obviously, and not just to you, but to a family from your riding who was recently, very recently, in Ottawa, pleading their case, along with you, to the government of Canada, to the federal government, trying to fight for their right to stay in Canada. Can you tell me a little bit about this case, about this family, and about how you heard about them?
Well, the Lenikov family, it's three members, Mikhail, Irina, and Dmitry Lenikov. Dmitry is just graduating from high school, actually, this week in Burnaby. And all three of them are constituents of mine. They live in the community of Burnaby. And they went to my office when they had initial concerns a few years ago about Mikhail and, in fact, the entire family not being allowed to stay in Canada. They'd made a regular application after many times having their student visas and work visas approved and extended. And when Mikhail Lenikov applied to become a permanent resident, to take that major step towards becoming a Canadian citizen, the government balked because he had been performing a low-level clerical function, the KGB, briefly when he was in his 20s. He was recruited right out of university, didn't really feel he had a choice, and in a totalitarian society, I think it's pretty fair to say there's a lot of pressure brought upon recruits that the KGB ropes in, and he left as soon as he could. And very clearly, even though the government knows he's never been involved in espionage, didn't even get any espionage training, the government is clinging to this subclause in the Immigration Act that says that essentially if you were a member of an organization that did some spying, then you wouldn't be acceptable to Canada. Now, the minister has the right to override that on humanitarian compassionate grounds, and he's refusing to do that. And that's why I brought them here to Ottawa, so that they could sit down with the minister, and the minister could see firsthand that this isn't a memo or a briefing note, but a real living, breathing family that is trying desperately to stay together.
Now, when you brought them to the city and to Parliament Hill, what did you think, realistically, would happen? Did you think that the minister would see their faces and say, you know what, maybe this is a case worth considering?
Well,
was there a shot at that?
I believe that's his responsibility. I mean, I have perhaps a profoundly different view of governance from conservatives. My view of governance as an MP is when people are in trouble, you meet with them. Sometimes you can't help them. Sometimes you may agree with what's happening with how the law is being interpreted to them, but you always meet with them and find out as much as you can before you make those decisions. And I believe in being a strong advocate as well for my constituents. So I just did what I assumed a minister would expect to do with something that has the consequences that are these serious, that the minister would want to take 10 minutes out of his day and meet with the family. I certainly expected the media to pick up the case, and that means the minister's questioned on it, which means that the minister's cabinet has to talk about the case as well. And given that we're 7 days away from the deportation order, I thought this last-ditch effort was extremely important to do. So I think the issue is out there. The minister is under pressure now. We're receiving letters and emails from right across the country. It seems to me that everything is in line now for the minister to do the right thing and make a decision for them to stay together here in Canada. But I thought Conservative may not choose to meet with the family. I think that's appalling, because I think the responsibility of a minister is to get all the information before they choose to make a decision, particularly one that is so serious.